Good afternoon. The dry land cropping system in the Northern Plains area is mostly a conventional tillage with wheat fallow system. This has resulted in a reduction of crop yields and soil organic matter because of the increased mineralization. The fallowing is used to conserve the soil water, but the use of fallow has further reduced the organic matter mineralization because during the fallow period, we have increase in soil water and soil temperature. As a result, it increases the microbial activity and further reduces the organic matter level. And also during the fallow period, we have no crops growing during that period. As a result, because of the lack of input of carbon from the residue, also helps in the reducing the organic matter content. Therefore, we need some kind of novel management practices to maintain the crop yields and increase soil carbon and nitrogen in the dry land cropping so that we can improve soil quality and productivity. So the objective of this experiment is to determine the influence of tillage and cropping sequence on dry land spring wheat, barley, and pea yields from 1984 to 2004 in eastern Montana. Evaluate the effect of 21-year effect of tillage and cropping sequence on carbon and nitrogen storage in soils and residue, and determine the estimated carbon and nitrogen balance or carbon and nitrogen losses due to long-term tillage and cropping sequence in the dryland ecosystem in the Northern Great Plains. The treatments, we have five treatments. One is called the no tillage with continuous spring wheat. This is abbreviated as NTCW. The second one is a spring tillage, where we do the sweep tillage prior to planting in the spring, followed with a continuous spring wheat system. The abbreviated is as STCW. Then we have two kinds of tillage, fall and spring tillage. Fall and spring tillage, in the spring we do the spring tillage in the fall, followed by disc tillage in the spring. So there is, as you go from number one to number three, the intensity of tillage increases. And again, the cropping system is the same with the spring wheat. In the treatment number four is, again, the same kind of tillage as in number three. But here we have a crop rotation system. Instead of a continuous spring wheat, we have wheat and barley rotation from 1983 to 1999, and then from 2000 to 2004, in the last 5 years, we replace barley by pea, and this is being denoted by FSTW-B/B/P. And the number five is our conventional system of farming, which is spring tillage with spring wheat fallow rotation. Spring wheat fallow rotation, which is a traditional system. So the experiment was actually conducted by Joe Paikul and I.C. and Paikul back in 1983. It is in a place which is about 11 kilometers north of Culbertson, Montana, in northeast Montana. These are some of the residue up in the area. You can see this is a no-till continuous wheat. You can see lots of residue left over. This is a spring-till continuous wheat. As you see, as you increase the tillage intensity, the amount of residue left in the soil will start to decrease. In here, this is a two-phase system of this FSTCW. This is a wheat phase of that wheat barley rotation as a pea phase. That's pea residue over here. This is a wheat fallow, which is a conventional system. This is a wheat phase, and that's a fallow phase. So you can see all those residue left over into the soil. The rainfall, average rainfall of this area is around 350 millimeter. So it's about 350 millimeter, out of which about 70% of that rain comes during the crop growing season, April to August. And this is the normal rainfall up in here, but you can see some areas are way above, some years are way above the normal precipitation, some years are dry. So as a result of variation in this precipitation level, there is a sharp increase or decrease in the crop yields too. You can see this is the data according to the precipitation levels, the rainfall levels. This is the spring wheat yield data. We have got these five fragments up here. No till, continuous wheat spring till, pollen spring, then wheat barley and conventional system, conventional farming. But according to our precipitation level, I have categorized our yields into three different system of growing season precipitation. The growing season, this is the number one here, is a growing season precipitation less than 200 millimeter. This is growing season is 200 to 250 millimeter, and this is greater than 250 millimeter precipitation. When you have a growing season precipitation of less than 200, the average yield of the wheat is 0.78 megagram per hectare. If you increase your precipitation by 50 millimeter more, the average yield is 2.09 across the years of all the treatments. If you further increase by another 300 millimeters, you increase another 0.5 megagram to 2.5. But now if you see the trend of these various treatments at different years during this growing season precipitation, during the dry year, you see this, the fallow system, wheat fallow system, always increasing higher. The black one here is a wheat fallow conventional system. This is because in almost all year, we have the increase of yields in the fallow. That's because the fallow conserve the soil water. During the fallow period, it conserves the soil water so that the subsequent yield in the next year, the wheat yield is always yielding higher. The 1995 was a dry year because there was a hailstorm, so we couldn't get much about the yield in the 95. But if you see these other treatments, this NTCW, in 3 out of 5 years during the dry season, there was no significant difference between NTCW and STCW. That's in 1985, 1990, and 1996. That's because the no-till also conserved the soil water. As a result, in 3 out of 5 years, especially no-till especially worked during the dry season, which because it conserves soil water and it gives yield similar to the conventional Springfield white pallet system. But if you increase during the period of above the higher rainfall season, you can see there are still increase in the yield with that spring yield, but there are not much difference between other treatments. The no-till system does not work so good when you have abundant rainfall, especially in this area. One other thing I further want to point out that in 2000, we replaced the barley by pea rotation. So except in 2000, year 2000, this yellow, this one here, there is no significant difference between the conventional system and that wheat pea rotation system. This one here, except in 2000. So there is no significant difference that year, and that year. This is probably because of the effect of crop rotation, the pea supplying higher amount of nitrogen. And as a result, in 4 out of 5 years, that rotation would also give a similar yield as a conventional system. Okay? Now let's look at some of these other barley and pea yields in this wheat pea rotation system. This is the only system where we have got barley or pea. So we have got barley from 1984 to 1999 and the pea from 2000 to 2004. See how they vary by year. They also vary according to the rainfall, growing season precipitation. But if you can see, the average yield of the barley is 1.78 megagram per hectare. This is same equal to the wheat yield. The average yield, if we average across the spring wheat yield, across all the year, the dry season and the wheat season, they come to about similar, about that much, 1.78, 1.8 megagram. But if you use the pea yield is lower compared with wheat or barley. Since pea's average yield is only 1.27 megagram across the yield. But there is a significant difference changes according to precipitation. Now, when I look at the biomass yields are the inputs of carbon and nitrogen for the soil carbon and soil nitrogen sequestration. So what I did it here, I tried to analyze this biomass yield instead of going back to the individual yields of wheat, pea, or barley, I have tried to analyze it. So in that case, in these three treatments up there, we have a continuous wheat. But when it comes to the rotation system like wheat, with the barley and pea, or wheat and fallow period, what I did here, I have the biomass yield of wheat and biomass yield of barley or pea, I average across the phases. So that is a only one biomass yield average across the phases. But in, when it comes to the control system with the wheat and fallow, the analyzed yield would be the half, because during the fallow period, there is no plants. There is no plants growing in there. So I have to divide the wheat yield, because the wheat is grown only once in 2 years in here. I have to divide the wheat biomass by two. And when I did that, look at this average annual biomass across the phases. This is almost significantly lower, almost all years. When I analyzed those yields, the conventional system would give me lower biomass yield as compared to almost all other treatments. Well, then if I average, there is a typing mistake in here. This should be 1.37, not 1.87. If it is 1.87, they are not significantly different, but this is a mirror in there. This is 1.37. This is the mean spring wheat yield from 1984. That's a 21-year average across the year. You can see the average yield is significantly lower in the wheat yield, and this is the biomass yield. You can see the significantly lower difference in the conventional farming system. This is the soil surface residue after 21 years in 2004. You can see again there is a significantly lower in there, and this percentage in the parenthesis is the amount of the total amount of biomass that you put it on. So that means the 4% here is the 4% of the biomass yield. If you put residue, this much residue over there in total amount, total of the 21 years of the total is only about 4% of that biomass is left at residue. So 4 to 5% left. And this is the carbon level, again, you see, and this is the nitrogen level in the residue. As a result of this conventional fallow system, we see a lower amount of carbon nitrogen storage in the residue. Now, if you look at the soil organic carbon in 21 years, in 2004, you can see because of the low residue, this conventional system is always has a lower STWF, because that's because we have lower amount of residue going on in the fallow system. This is 0 to 5, 5 to 20, and 0 to 20 centimeter. This is the nitrogen, total nitrogen. You can see again in there. And there is also a lower amount, especially in the surface layer, both carbon and nitrogen are also lower. So when you do this, replace spring wheat by pea, the pea has lower biomass, and also the carbon-nitrogen ratio on the pea is lower than the wheat or barley. As a result, the residue decomposes very fast. So especially in the surface layer, both carbon and nitrogen are also lower in the wheat-barley system compared with these other NTWCW and STCW. But when it comes to the total together, you don't see much difference, although there is a declining trend in there. You still see a lower amount of this has to do. Now, when I try to look about the carbon sequestration rate, there are two ways I thought was to do it. When Joe Pikul started this experiment 21 years ago, they started to this by cultivating the grassland. So if I took the original carbon level of the grassland versus the carbon level after 21 years, I would get a negative number, because there is no way that I could get the same amount of similar carbon level even after 21 years. So this value would represent the initial value minus final value divided by the number of years, which is 21. It will give you minus 182 kilogram carbon per hectare per year. It will give you a negative value. But if you do that, increase the tillage or do the fallow tillage with fallow system, you can see there is the sequestration rate gets more negative. But if I do another system whereby after 21 years, if I compare this carbon sequestration rate between this conventional system with other treatments, STWFs versus NTCW or this other system over here, after 21 years, I will get a positive value. That's 400 kilogram after, this is on 2004 levels. So if I do the compare with the carbon sequestration level, I would get a positive number. So I just want trying to see which method we can use to calculate our carbon sequestration rate. So you can see this one is give you a lower season. The same thing with in terms of nitrogen sequestration. There is a negative level. If I use the original values, initial minus final value, but if I try to compare with my conventional system, you can see the nitrogen rate, this much nitrogen you can conserve it, 46 kilogram per hectare per year with NTCW, and it will start to decrease with the tillage intensity intensification and doing the barley please because of the biomasses. So after 21 years, then I tried to do a carbon balance. This is how it looked like. I took out the wheat pea rotation because I thought it was kind of unstable rotation, because out of these 21 years, we have got like 16 years of wheat, barley, and 5 years of pea. So I took it because I thought it was unstable rotation. I didn't include that to calculate the carbon balance. But if you use the other treatments up in there, this is my initial carbon level. This is the carbon inputs that has been added up from stems and leaves, biomass. This is the estimated value from the roots. This is the estimated value from the rhizodeposition carbon level. And this is the carbon removed in the grains, wheat and barley. This is the carbon left over in the residue, soil surface residue. And this is the amount of final soil carbon level in that treatment. And that estimated carbon loss or carbon balance is calculated by using this formula over here. Column A plus column B, A is this one, B is that one, D is that one, minus E minus G minus F, and I will get this value as the amount of carbon loss. And you can see these, they are not significantly different. The carbon loss, no matter what kind of treatment that you use, I would get the same amount of, there's not difference in terms of carbon loss. But when I come up with a nitrogen balance, if I do the same thing again, this is the initial, yes, soil total nitrogen. This is the amount of fertilizer nitrogen applied. In case of wheat fallow system, nitrogen fertilizer was applied only during the wheat phase. During the fallow phase, there is no fertilizer added. That's why we have got less fertilizer rate. This is the nitrogen that is being removed in the grains. This is the nitrogen that's been in the soil surface residue. And this is the final STN level after 21 years. You can see, and then I calculate this estimated nitrogen loss using this value, column A plus B. You can see there is a significantly different increase. As I increase my tillage intensity from NTCW to STCW, there is almost 2 times loss increase. See that? Or if I do the fallow, there is a lot higher amount of nitrogen being lost. So if I increase my tillage or fallow intensification, I would lose a lot of nitrogen from the soil. So summary and conclusion is that the spring wheat grain yield increase with growing season precipitation, and wheat yield is greater in the fallow system. There is no effect of tillage on the grain yield, but the mean annualized yield would be lesser in the traditional wheat fallow than other treatments. Barley and pea yields in this rotation system is again increased with growing season precipitation. The amount of pea and barley biomass is spring wheat is called barley, but both of them are greater than pea. Annualized crop biomass yield increased with growing season precipitation and lesser in spring, the conventional system than other treatments. And the residue, this is what I got. Residue after 21 years is 4 to 5% of total crop biomass. And the residue carbon nitrogen level, again, less in fallow system than other treatments, NTCW and FSCW. Soil organic carbon and nitrogen, these are the summaries. You can see again, the STW is always lower, carbon nitrogen sequestration rate. You can see it can be ranged almost from that amount. if I do the final value, it ranges from 257 to 400 kilogram. But if I do the initial value, it will give me a negative number. Nitrogen situation rate, 19 to 46. And the carbon loss, not influenced by treatment, ranged from 21.7 to 24.1 megagram per hectare, or 1033 to 1148 kilogram carbon per hectare per year. Nitrogen loss, estimated nitrogen loss, increased with increasing frequency of tillage and fallow, and range from 148 kilogram nitrogen per hectare or 7 kilogram nitrogen per hectare per year in NTCW to 45 in SDWL. Thank you.